We want Roxy. Roxy.
Hi. What about the circumcision of the heart?
Yes, the opening of the pericardium. Yes, the opening of those changing fluids into delicious wonderfulness.
I've been having these words all day in my head, the circumcision of the heart. So I suppose I have to ask about that.
Yes.
Well, it's in Too Near Home by Vestal.
So what's the relationship between the hypothalamus and the heart?
The hypothalamus and the pericardium has the exact same frequency. It sets the rhythm. Everybody thinks the heart does the rhythm. It does not. It's the actual frequency of the fluid, pericardial fluid, which is synced with the hypothalamus. Put that in your little book and smoke it, Dr. Dean.
So the frequency rate of the heart, it actually comes from the hypothalamus?
No, it's the same frequency. So if you have a bit of AFib, then if your hypothalamus is in balance, it can register that aberration and adjust for it a bit. See, that's how your heart can race, how you can exercise and get your heart rate up, and then you can slow it back down and balance it, how you can, some people go to mediations and courtrooms and meditate, but mediations and courtrooms, and it makes them calm and those kind of things. It's kind of silly to us, too. We don't know what it's all about, but all we're saying is that the frequency of the pericardial fluid in every human heart is the same frequency as their own hypothalamus. And if they're ever out of balance, that's where all these decays start or doth ensue.
So how do you tune your hypothalamus to the right frequency?
We do that. When you quit thinking about it, not a thinking man's game. You go back to the glib cliche archetypes that we've been saying since itch. Listen to Bob. Read Bob's bullshit. If you can live through that long enough, you'll live forever.
Is there an effect in singing fa sol la in this tuning of the hypothalamus? Is there anything we can do to stay in that frequency that we should be in?
Well, if he doesn't get Vestal rhythm? Goodman, they won't have any more streaming until Vestal comes on. So whatever you want to do with that, it's all right with us.
So it really helps, for example, to listen to Vestal.
Oh, it certainly does. So that's a specific frequency. Yep, it's what saved Bill's life. That and cheeseburgers. Don't forget the cheeseburgers. Be sure you have some cheeseburgers, Bill. That's the secret to it. Do that for sure.
The McLuhan-Bach burgers? The Happy Meals?
No. Do the good ones. Do the Fat Boys. They're the better. Oh, they even taking on about the Chuck Wagon gang. That'd be fun.
You told Bert to take some salt and the water and the salt. But there are other things that we can do to affect these changes we want to have in our bodies. Like you say, like...
You just want a nut.
To best of...
Yeah, that'll do. Because, see, from that side, we can go in and on and on and on about all this, and we have to death. But then you ask the same questions again, so we kind of like, well, maybe we didn't say it enough, or maybe we didn't say it correctly, or maybe there wasn't enough, or maybe you weren't hearing, or then we go, well, we don't want to hear that. We can't imagine. Do you realize? Well, that's another conversation. It's okay.
I would really like to know more about these tonalities you always talk about and the frequencies.
Okay. When you nut or orgasm, your body is at a specific frequency. That frequency is the same frequency that Vestal hits in most songs when she really amps it up. Like the third round of Looking for a City, when it's a higher octave, that frequency pitch, she can go all the way into like a very high C, which most people get that, her tone level can't do. But that stretching, that one little lift above the box getting enough wind to actually maintain that pitch, it's very yummy. It's very good, and there you go.
What will be then the connection between the hypothalamus, the heart, and the moon of the boat, on the boat?
That's in the hara. It's the conjunction of the hara.
I was reading, talking about yourself can give you as much pleasure as eating or having sex. So there is also something with the talking.
Foie gras. Foie gras makes you happy than everything. Goose liver.
I see like a relationship. We, our bodies, our torsos, are like a resonating box. And everything is connected somehow. The man in the boat or wherever may have that starts vibrating. The heart and the hypothalamus is all aligned. I'm trying to understand this effect of the frequency and the rhythm and the resonating.
We'll ask
that
if that's
going on
back.
Inside us with the,
what
with the coitus,
said.
With the orgasm.
Through the hara, that's where all that's channeled, is in the hara, that chakra.
Well, when she says they're connected, she listed a bunch of connections there. You agree with the connections?
No, we don't. We don't agree. We don't agree at all, because it's ridiculous in every way. That's like saying that the ear is connected to the big toe. Well, it is, because it's on the same meat sack, but they don't really have anything to do with each other. I guess if you stomp your big toe and you scream loud enough because it hurts, your ear will resonate what you screamed. Well, okay, and that came from your big toe, maybe, okay. Or if a cockroach runs at you and you scream it and it runs away from you, then the ear noted the change in frequency that made the cockroach not be welcomed here, right?
Is having an orgasm related to the activation of chromosome 14?
Always.
Is it why you're always talking about having coitus or engaging?
Yes, it's because you all don't. It's not, yes, because you all don't. We are literal. You end up getting mind fucked so much, cranial intercourse, that you're not really nutting. And soothing your mind is just no good. It's got to get your body. If you get the body part right, the mind will get out of the way.
I have a problem engaging just for sex. Maybe it's so labyrinth of my mind.
Most do. The reason you have intercourse is for a different reason. Men just want to be relieved sometimes, where women want the commitment or the engagement, see, the connection.
I cannot engage that easily at that level.
And we say that's not a problem. Okay, then go to the whorehouse and get healed. That'll fix that. Go beyond that, because then you're making a bias that you don't require.
So it really doesn't matter who we engage?
Mm-hmm. Not to us.
As long as you have a coitus or orgasm?
A nut, yeah. And see, here's the thing. We say if you don't have the perfect lover, then go sleep with everybody on the planet. When you sleep with everybody on the planet, decide which one you like the best and go to that one. Make that a long-term relationship. Great. If you like that, that's great. But you won't know until you sleep with them all, would you?
I don't know.
Well, you sleep with them all, then you know which one's the perfect one. You know, because you tried them all. Okay, get Bob. Get Bob. No, we got this. We got this. Get Bob.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Bob. Do you know how many different kinds of ice cream they serve at Leopard's?
I know. What do you think, Cal? Must be
20 at least, maybe more. Yeah, let's say 22.
Yes. Have you had them all?
No. I only have one.
You've had just one. Is all there is that true?
Right. I was forced to have another flavor twice over the last 7 years.
Because they were out. Yes,
right.
Because they were out.
Yep.
Okay. So you haven't tried them all, and yet you already know which one you want best.
Yep.
And you come to that conclusion based on the bias, or what did you base your bias upon?
Been around here 4,000 or more years.
Great. But you haven't had all of it. Great, but we're talking about specifically leopards, and we're talking about specifically 22 different variations, of which you only had one and one backup. And what if one of the others was as superfluously wonderful as the one you enjoy every time? But then again, how would you know? Because you're not going to try it.
That's right. I did try a couple. Yeah, I tried them when I had to, and I could tell. I'm psychic. I know the best ice cream, and most of the staff agrees with me. I just say, you like this? Yeah, it's
okay.
Favorite. I found in my polling, everybody thinks that's the best. They don't always buy it, but they do say that's the best. So, geez, Christ, I'm going to eat it. I'm not waiting around for figuring out which is the best one. I'm satisfied with the fucking best that it provides. That's the best that I'm dealing with. So I got it.
Okay, now, Roxy, that's the same way with a man. Bob just knew which one was right. Now, he knew. He's tried others, but he doesn't care for them as much. He just knew. And that's the same thing with you. If you're not sure, get right. Try some. Have a couple. Try two at a time and make them figure out which one they like better. That'd be good. Do double stuff. Be a little cream sandwich. Yeah, that'd be fun. Do a double, then you won't have to be so distracted. They'll all be focused on making you happy. You won't have to worry about all that. You'll be busy being busy. Great thing. Ménage à toi?
Well, I know that it's not a problem. I know there's a lot of men who want to engage in sex with me, but somehow I know they're not the right ones.
Then go with the left ones.
And what will be the difference between having an orgasm alone and having an orgasm with a man?
Or another woman, limit anything, or farm animals. Don't eliminate anything. You become an autosexual. And that's okay, but it's not as completing, because when you engage with another human being, there's something to connect to. Somehow in the meat sack position, this part of being sweaty with someone else is a delightful thing. It actually helps specifically now. Dr. Dean will be interested in this part. She hasn't really been much tonight, but this part she'd be interested in. There's the pheromone issue that come along with knowing the right one or the feeling the right one. It's almost like an exposed pheromone condition that you bump into.
What happened with pheromones?
They messed up Bob's sensory perception, so he chooses the ice cream.
But what information is in the pheromone that already tells us this person may be right?
You said you didn't like the right ones. You wanted the left ones. Make up your mind.
No, I didn't say I wanted anything.
You said you didn't want the right ones. You said they weren't the right ones. We said you can get the left ones, and now you know which one is right. And we say, well, that's your trouble. You're too choosing.
Well, because I guess it's not only about the sex and the coitus and the orgasm. It's all the package.
Tell us more. Tell us more about the package.
It usually ends up in tears and disenchantment.
Tears and disenchantment? Oh, no.
Hey, Roxy, you mentioned the word hi. You don't want to interact with people. What is it that you said you didn't like about 10 minutes ago? Or you didn't want to do?
No, he said, for example, which flavor of ice cream you like already. So that's the one you take.
And you have that ability? You know what you like?
I think I already see what's coming, and I prefer not to engage.
How come you prefer not to engage? Because of disappointment?
I was married 12 years.
Right.
And like I said, I will tell my husband, there is this movie in the playing. Do you want to come? No, I'm going. Do you want to come to Paris? No, I'm going. So I was doing everything on my own. Because
right.
The other person engaging or not is not going to stop me to do what I want to do. So then I decided that if I'm going to do everything on my own, then I prefer to be single. I don't want to ask for permission or explain or be in the situation.
What's the reason you don't seek out sex now with someone else?
I think it's not only the physical attraction. There's maybe more, but maybe it's only labyrinth of the mind that maybe I expect that things should be in a way to engage in level of I want to engage.
So, Ayan, what would you say to that? Is that wise that she goes by what she prefers, which is not to engage? I'm asking Ayan on that.
He fell asleep.
No, he's still there.
It's like there are like 6 billion people in the world, and it's like, how come I don't resonate with anybody?
Well, it's like you're not even looking anymore. Or are you still looking? Have you seen anybody in Berlin going to work and all that over the last 3 months that you had a momentary attraction to?
No, I mean, I have friends that send me pictures and videos of themselves masturbating and erection. They want to come for a visit, and I don't invite anybody.
Well, that's not the way to appeal to you, send a
video. No, because, I mean, I know I could engage. That's not an issue.
Right.
But
you have lots of offers. But
somehow I don't feel attracted. I mean, I masturbate a lot, but I don't feel I want to give up any of my
the consequences.
Freedom.
Yeah, you're looking at the consequences of the post-coital situation. That's what you look at most.
Yes, because already, you know, like people want to make an appointment, I want to make a date, and this and that.
Yeah,
and blah, blah, blah. And it's just to think that like I don't say it should be flowing. It shouldn't be such a bother.
Right. Now you have so much fun with Ayan, and you know it's going to be difficult. I mean, with Ayan, with our dialogues, listening to stuff, that you know that if anybody else finds out about that, you got 3 months of fucking converting them or not converting and hassle, right?
I really don't care about converting people, but
well, putting up with their questions.
Stop doing what I'm doing.
Yeah,
Example, being here on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, already my friends tell me that I'm boring because I don't go out with them.
Why don't you just have them come back and fuck with us? It'll be great fun. You can watch them fuck. It'll be great fun.
I'm not sure that's so much fun, actually.
Have you tried it?
Well, I watch some porn on the internet.
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about real live pheromones.
Okay, if you suggest that,
I'll
ask some friend.
Yeah. You're suggesting invite people over and have them listen to the show live while she's doing it? Listening to the show?
Or
is that what you're saying?
Ones, the recordings, it doesn't matter. Make them put it on. You say this in the best of women, that'll make them hot right there. And then a little chuck wagon.
I doubt it.
get the daisy chain going on. It'd be it'd be people nutting all over. Everybody be having little kids-gasms all over the place. And they'll get the levers hoppy and then jumping around there, and they'll be doing all kind of fun things and licking, sucking on their big toes and things like that. Oh, it's just so,
hey,
so delicious.
Right this moment, how many, like, group sexes are going on, let's say 3 or 4 people, are happening right now around the planet?
Tons.
Tons, happening right now, all over the place. Which country has it happening the most right now?
Here.
You mean here in Ireland, or where's here? You mean the United States?
Oh, no, this world, this particular world.
This fucking world.
This fucking world.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying this world, Earth, is where the most group sex is happening.
That's correct. And Pluto, there's a lot of shit going on Pluto, but now the voyeurs are even in Pluto, which it isn't really even a planet anymore. They keep changing their mind, but even so, it's all fun.
So not much happening in other worlds. Now, which part of the world, which country is the most happening on Earth right now?
Right now?
Yep.
Thailand.
Okay, that was a digression there. Go ahead.
So would you suggest that I engage sex, no matter with whom?
Yeah, get you a big old good one or a good old big one.
And what will that do to me?
Well, first of all, when you engage it, why you engage it, you should blog about it. We really like blogging. You should blog about it, or you can make a YouTube about it, talking about the benefits of Ion. That would be good.
I can make videos.
Yeah, having sex.
I'll make a...
There you go, and then that'll be fulfilling for them and for you, and it could give your life purpose and meaning. It'd be great. You should try it.
Is he saying, Carolyn, to masturbate while listening to Ion?
No, get the big old one in there and film him.
And have Ion happening at the same time?
Not necessarily. Then YouTube
she
it.
Blog about YouTube it. She can YouTube and blog about it, blogging about us while she's getting it with the great big fella, and that'd be wonderful. And then it would give a sexual experience for her, meaning he'd be engaging with us, which is good. He'll be happy forever.
Okay.
It's all good. See, there you go. It's all good.
Okay, there is a new series coming, Exploring Coitus.
Yeah, post-repentance.
Yum. Lord have mercy. Blogspot.
But I'm not clear.
Blogspot.
Are you saying, Roxy, is Ion saying that you would have Ion playing, could be during payday while this is happening? Is he saying that's required? Or are you saying you have the sex, you show the sex with somebody, and you pretend it's Ion? Like, I'm not sure what he's actually saying. What do you get, Carol?
Engage them while it's going on. Engage them while it's going on. Either have the live show going on while you're having sex, or the recordings while you're having sex, but you feel YouTube about it.
That would be part of the atmosphere, the music. The background would be Ionic talking.
But you'd have to...
That would probably
Ionic, that would be Ionic porn.
Yeah,
cream. And that would be an aphrodisiac for you.
Well, it had to be with cream pie.
Are we engaging non-physical every time we engage anybody? That's why?
Yes. If you get cream pie.
If you get what?
With cream pie.
Oh, you have to have with cream pie.
You'll have to listen to us and you'll understand the words. You'll have to look up a sexual connotation of cream pie.
What is the meaning of cream pie?
It means that you would have the orgasm on you or in you.
Didn't you say that the cells of male may stay on you forever? Do I really want that?
Sure, why not? Couldn't hurt.
But do I want the non-ascended little man cells inside me?
I need to get you an ascended one. That'd be even more fun.
You enjoy listening to Ion, Roxy, so you're saying this would be kind of an aphrodisiac for Roxy, engaging with someone else while Ion's on in the background?
Well, it would solve the thing of it being boring. We keep it jumping. Mm. Put us in the mix.
I will be multitasking.
Yes, multitasking.
Playing music, getting fun,
you know,
blogging, talking to us, listening to the show, and asking him what he thinks. And asking him right before he does, tell me, baby, what do you think of Marshall fucking McLuhan?
Explain paracapitalism to me before you come.
Take them all the way, and remember how long it takes to do it, that's how long they go, then you got the night. And you take them all the way to Luke and Buck, Texas, honey, you'd be ready to go.
You know, there was like a cult or a sect, or I don't know what it was, but it was called the White Tigress in Asia, and these women would have like very long nails and very long black hair, and they will eat semen. And they will stay young for a long time, and I think that's the only thing they ate. And they will not engage in sex, but they will...
It's a good protein. It's a good protein. And sometimes it's very, very high in, get this now. Now, Dr. Dean will have to prove this out. But it's actually very rich in lysine.
You are not going to say it's high in lysine. You are not going to say that.
What's he talking about, sperm?
Yeah.
It's like lamb's blood.
So we have a recum.
Yeah, recum.
Recum.
Yeah, or regias. It might be regias. Regias might work, too. Oh, God, y'all get that trademark.
Regias.
Well, you're always saying we need protein.
You need protein. A good sort of lysine-rich protein. So, read you as it is, but make sure y'all trademark it before you go to bed tonight, because somebody else will have it. Never fail.
Do it, Karen, right now, if you know how to do it.
So, Bear has to drink water with salt, and I have to drink semen.
Sperm with bliss.
Okay. So, are there any donors there?
Sure. There's always done. Blixen.
Are you curious about doing something with the...
Do you recall the most famous donor of all? It's Rudolph.
The most famous donor, Rudolph Valentino?
No, the red-nosed reindeer.
The red-nosed reindeer, but it was Donner and Blitzen, not Donor.
It was the Donner party, so we were just going with it.
Are you serious about me doing something with the...
And we think sex. YouTube, when you are having sex, you and YouTube having sex, talking about us, blogging about us, while you're listening to Vestal Goodman and engaging the benefits of non-physical, we think it'd be really hot. It's making us hot right now.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Yum. See, that'd be fun. We're going to get you right one way or another, honey. Don't you worry.
Who was the best donor or whatever you were saying, Ion? Who was it?
Rudolph. His name is Rudolph.
His last name?
It's up to Roxy to figure out. It's Rudolph.
Now, what was good about him? He donated the most?
Ich kenne kein Rudolph. Ich habe keinen, welcher Rudolph du meinst.
What? No, what did he do? Did he contribute a lot of sperm in quantity? Or was the most protein?
He's going to be the best donor of all for Roxy.
For what?
Should I be aware of any Rudolph coming into my life?
Well, if you want one, he's coming. We just don't know if it's going to be in your life or not, but he's coming.
Yeah, he's coming somewhere. Could you explain more about orgasm? What's happening when we have an orgasm? For example, in the hypothalamus. What are the
everything
the benefits
up, everything
of having an orgasm?
Everything keys up, and what happens is it's as close you get to perfect fit at that moment. It's the closest you get down and released.
So having an orgasm, this pleasure we feel...
Not pleasure. It's a euphoria. Euphoria is not pleasure, necessarily. Euphoria can be punishment if it's applied correctly, or pain or pleasure. There's a fine line between it. So you can't say it's just that. It's more of euphoria, just as you complete.
Is there a way to expand this euphoria, to feel it longer, for example?
Well, we would say yes, you can have it all the time. But the JWs, it is all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time in the beginning days. It's tempered it now, where it's not quite so raging all the time, but it's pretty good most of the time.
When you are talking through him, what is happening in his physical body that he has this euphoria feeling?
It's more of an overstated balance. It's you're floating and you're heavy and you're tied down and then free all at the same time. So it's every extreme, hot and cold, dry and thirsty, hungry and sated, all at the same time. So there's no repose required because everything is drowning and thirsting to death at the same time.
Is this like the ultimate relax on a low?
More like burning in the belly.
Are we talking about when ions coming through JW?
KOT.
Or JW said after the first time on March 18, 2009, he said, let's do it again. I said, why? He said, it felt like a constant orgasm. So he's getting that feeling when ion is coming through him?
And we want it.
The orgasm?
When they're coming through Roxy.
And you're saying JW has that feeling a lot, regardless of whether ion's active through him?
Well, we'd say yes, but it's the point of a balance. That's what the euphoria, that euphoric state of
balance.
Balance. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, carry on, Roxy. Did he say anything about the hypothalamus? I didn't get much of an answer there.
Yeah, it was the same frequency through the horror. Same frequency through the horror.
Are there other organs responding too?
We say yes.
Is it a balance that's going through the whole body?
Can.
Why has this been so repressed? Like the church says it's a sin, for example, to masturbate. Why would they want to repress that?
Why not?
Since humans spend all their time blaming people, what's the phrase? They don't look for right and wrong. They look for who to blame. Is that part of the repression of sexual behavior, Ion? The blame instinct in humans?
Not whether you win or lose. It's how you face the blame.
And that affects the sexual life of the culture. Right? That's the thing. People are looking for blame. That's their main pleasure. Where to place the blame? That's the coordination of the labyrinth of the mind, the physical, non-physical, is placing blame. That's the ultimate aesthetic judgment. And all falls around that, is ordered by that. Correct?
Mostly.
People get pleasure from feeling guilty or
no, from they get pleasure from placing blame. They get pleasure when they get to be in an authoritative position to place blame and distribute it. That's the ultimate human high, the little man thinks.
But it's only like a physiological function. No, so yeah. It should be like eating or breathing or...
Right, but the blame thing controls how it's interpreted. And it interprets maybe food. Most pleasures are interpreted around, they have to fall in place compared to the best pleasure, which is to blame and be in charge of blaming. Control freak. Now, that's what you seem to be implying, Ion.
We're sorry, we were listening to Vestal Goodman singing Junior Home.
What would you say now is this circumcision of the heart? Like, in a clear way. What should we achieve or do?
Is that placing blame, Ion, when you circumcise the heart? Is that placing blame in a group?
No.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Because why would you use the word circumcision? Why will the Jews circumcise the penis of men? Is maybe for a hygienic reason, or is there really a function on that? I mean, if we're perfect as we are, do we really need to circumcise the heart?
Yes, you do.
And what's the part we have to take away? What's the chirurgical operation that we have to do? Or what do you mean by...
Yeah, what's the part that's removed is what you're asking.
The little man part.
Right, that'd be the emphasis on the heart would be what's removed. The cultural ideas of the heart.
Well, in the Bible, in Deuteronomy, they have those words, the Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live.
Right. The little man's engaged in a lot of emotional garbage that has to be removed.
Yeah.
Or it's like doing this metanoia is removing all these things that have to be taken away and healed to reach completion, that we are getting rid of many concepts, false premises, and ideas that were also impeding us to go further.
What you did with Bart for over an hour, Ion, that was circumcision of the heart. Were you engaged in circumcising?
For every session, I would say.
Yeah.
What?
If he applies it. So what were you saying, Roxy? Every session?
Is every session with Ion a circumcision of the heart?
If we do it right, it is.
And the participant in the session helps you do it right.
Well, maybe the circumcision, Ion, is keeping the pericardium flowing, so that you don't cut off your pericardium? Could that be the anatomy?
And changing the frequency, which affects the hypothalamus.
And that affects the inner kingdom, the world of emotions?
It would, yeah.
It would.
Good.
Is that the primary recipient of the being?
The hara, burning in the belly.
And that's near the inner kingdom? Or is the inner kingdom is part of that?
Yeah, we do.
When you talk about this burning of the belly, what did you mean, the emotions?
That's Dr. D.
Yeah, it's just...
Wally Garner.
More, it's another frequency, actually. It's another frequency thing.
There it is.
Right.
And GERD's disease. We like that, too. That's probably been our best supportive thing of GERD's.
How do we keep this right frequency and tonality? How do we keep tuned to the right...
Well, we're so glad you said that. It's in Bob's inbox. That's perfect.
Oh, no. Well, I looked up the words you and I did on burning... in the belly. And, I mean, there are a lot of words, but you started off with, when you understand the aspirations and goals of the simplest task and how much of your heaven and earth actually has to be moved to attain that simple creation, you experience what we refer to as burning in the belly. Getting excited about the simplest things creates a burning in the belly. Even the act of drinking a cup of tea can be an electrifying experience. And then I said, I'd like to talk about burning in the belly and how it relates to the hara. And Ion says, hara is the middle part of the chakra. It would be the womb for women, uterus, fallopian tubes. Burning in the belly is when you start coming into the place of alignment, when you're hitting on all cylinders. It is the middle part of the chakras on the body. It's your centeredness. It does encompass your belly button. And then he goes on, or we go on for about 12 pages. So is that kind of the gist of it, Ion?
Pretty much.
Okay. So it's a frequency.
It's like the difference between Johnny Cook and Vesto Goodman.
Is this burning on the of the heart like sign of that we are in the right frequency, like the inspiration for like what we think artists and poets have that made them express this high in a poem or in music?
Full. Don't necessarily high, but full. Full.
Full.
There, Sharon.
There's two songs there for you, Bob.
Yum.
Here among the shadows, living in a lonely land, stranger, we're a band of pilgrims on the moon.
Yeah.
goodness.
So that was okay. If you're looking at the people, the video, they edited it all out of sync. They were just showing everybody collaging. So people were saying the wrong words as you heard certain words.
Is there any truth
about...
What did you say, Roxy?
In the Vedic traditions, they will say you have to activate root chakra, then solar plexus, the heart, the throat.
Yeah, when you do your Indian group, let's ask Ion, how would you compare the flute? What is that environment you engage in, Roxy, with the Indian music? What's that called?
Well, is it the classical music of the south of India, which is one of the most ancient, still living traditions. It's called Carnatic.
Yeah,
there
I
are
am.
Two types of classical music in India,
mostly,
like in the north,
mostly
and the Carnatic.
It's sad. It's not happy like Vestal, is what you're saying, Ion.
Correct.
It's sad. Do you feel sad doing it, Roxy? No, you don't feel sad doing it.
I think they can do very complex things, and you get to a point where it's about practicing to reach a level of virtuosity. It's like acrobacy that I don't think brings you the joy of maybe a more simple type
right.
of music.
Will you say that, Ion? It's too much work? Too much mind?
Sad. It's just sad.
But they have many scales, and when you go up, you have these notes, but when you go down, you have other notes. So that you have to practice a lot to be able, for example, to improvise doing that very fast.
Mm.
You know, like you go up, you have this note, you go down, you have other notes. And they have microtonalities. It can get really complicated, and also the rhythms.
Well, when you're doing it, do you feel joy?
Yes, when I do it for joy, but then when you have to practice
yeah.
in order to achieve something.
Yeah, to achieve the joy. So what about when you played violin when you were a kid in orchestras? That was joyful, right?
Yes, but there is also, violin is not very comfortable to play.
Mm, right.
you get like a backache or,
right.
or a blister in your cheek.
So just singing, like the people singing with Vestal, they're all having fun. It's just a spontaneous outburst, so that's pretty joyful. No work involved.
Mm, yes, and I think engaging yourself as an instrument maybe is the best way to make music. To resonate, you know.
Okay, well, I wanted to play this. I had made a excerpt and had it in my lineup, but it wouldn't play. So I don't know if Ian didn't want me to play it, but I'm going to try to play it now. It's only 28 seconds, but I think it was interesting. Well, it's interesting, very interesting to me, but it might be of general use in a particular word, so...
But we're just trying to be soft with it. It's not a big deal. It's going to float itself. See, buoyancy or draft in a ship is only based on how much weight it can actually displace. So you are in the displacement game right now, which all the way since CKLN 88.1 you have been great at. You've been marvelous at being able to pull that off. So continue on. Kudos, our Bob. You win the
day. All right,
thank
you. Okay, so this displacement, Ion says that I have a huge volume and displaced a lot, right, Carol? If you cover a lot of area, you can displace a lot and you can float better. So I've been displacing since the 80s on CKLN. So, Carolyn, the heavier the ship, the more weight, you displace more, right?
The more volume you displace.
By being wide and heavy, how do you make yourself displace more to make a ship displace more? In other words, you think, oh, look at that big ship. It's so heavy, it's going to sink. But no, it's probably displacing a lot. Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, but maybe you should look up the definition of displacement, because there's probably a formula.
Ion, this displacement factor, is it like a heavier the ship displaces more water? What is this displacement physically?
Look at the draft.
Or is it the draft? Yeah, what's the draft? Can you try to answer a simple question? What the hell is the draft? You know what it is, Carolyn?
Look it up. It's got a formula.
You look it up. I got to type shit.
It's yeah. The distance between the bottom of the boat's hull and the waterline. Draft is an important figure to take into consideration when you're choosing the appropriate water depth to take your boat into. If your boat has a draft close to the depth of the water, you should avoid those water areas to prevent damage to the bottom of your vessel.
That would be displacement as a vector?
No, it would be the draft, how much it displaces.
Fluid, here it is. Displacement in a fluid. In fluid mechanics, displacement occurs when an object is immersed in a fluid, pushing it out of the way and taking its place. The volume of the fluid displaced can then be measured. And from this, the volume of the immersed object can be deduced. I don't see the principle that he just said. Is that Archimedes' principle? See, either I'm going to find out where you exactly read it, Ion, or you're going to have to repeat it, because nobody followed it.
The draft is another word for displacement. You know, the
yes.
Number of feet of draft.
He said something about the water line.
I
just want to give me a basic statistic. Or a basic description again, so we can register it.
Well, based on the weight and the volume of the ship, it will drop down however many dozens of feet in a body of water.
Okay, so what did Ion say about that? Now Ion could come in and make a sentence, and then we might put two and two together.
That's all he said.
Okay. You have a 5-gallon bucket, Bob, and you have a bathtub full of water. Okay. You take the 5-gallon bucket and sit it on the top of the water. It'll mostly float. Won't sit right on the top of it, but it will go into the water a little bit. Now, if you put a rock in it, it may go a little bit deeper. But if you get so much weight that it goes to the bottom of the tub, then it would overfill. Water would fill the 5-gallon bucket, and you would go past the draft. It would have gone beyond the water line.
So how do you make more displacement without sinking or having the water go over you?
You have to have larger draft, which is done by the shape of the hull of the boat.
You want to have larger sinking below the water line, right? You want to have more area below the water line. That's called draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the shape of the hull allows you to do that. So, what was I displacing? I was a heavy dude. I had the right hull. I was a kid from Hull, Quebec. Like, what was I doing to displace it, if you're going to apply it to that metaphor?
You're trying not to sink.
So, is the goal to float? We're trying to make a floating and cover a wide area? So you have more people joining in on the environment that you're floating?
Potentially. It's a sad way around the maypole.
Displacing people is the sad way.
Mm-hmm.
So have I been displacing people?
Sadly, yes.
Well, why did you give me kudos?
Because you like them.
Oh, it's sad for me.
Sometimes.
Oh, wait, you give me kudos because I like them. You mean
yes.
I have a good heart while I get rid of everybody. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they
no, you like being kudos by Ion.
Basically, yeah.
I'm not happy to be kudos by Ion because it's always a two-edged sword, as we just found out. He was complimenting me, but now he's saying it was a great sad process because I like them.
Yeah, because you dig into it and rip the guts right out of a potentially funny joke.
No, I don't do that.
No.
I don't do that at all.
No, you do. Every time.
I create jokes. I don't analyze them.
You are a joke.
Yeah, I don't analyze them. Or my analysis is the joke.
Yeah, it was, right.
It's the kind that would be more funny if it weren't so sad, isn't it?
It would be, it's very sad. So don't I make it funny?
It would be funny if it weren't so sad.
Yeah, but it is funny to me and all that enjoy my humor. Right.
Okay, move on, Bob.
No, I hate getting that when we go into something and we never find out what
it's
being meant.
It's not going into anything. It's just going into a joke. It's impossible to dissect a joke.
It's not a joke. Not a joke, what I'm saying.
If it were funny, it would be if it were funny.
So kudos to me for not being funny.
It's the funniest thing.
Creating sadness since CKLN. Huge sadness everywhere.
88.1, that's right, Bob.
Huge sadness.
Here was Bob, king of the radio station, a bunch of lesbian black women who hated him. And he thought he was on top of the world.
I even thought I was a lesbian black woman myself.
Yeah, it got real bad.
Yeah, I figured if they liked me, I must be one of them. Are you there, Roxy? Yeah, Roxy's in hearing in the phone. And we got Bert, right, Bert? You're available.
Yes.
But the
okay, Greenberg,
can you explain
Bert,
what
Bert.
I am? What?
Bert,
yeah, Bert. Carry on with the question here. What does he mean? He says, "Kudos to Bob. You've displaced a lot. I created a lot of sadness, and wasn't aware I was doing it. Was laughing all along, but it was not a joke. But Bob thought it was a joke." And managed to displace more. By creating more and more sadness. So I created incredible sadness.
There's,
what do you think of that, Bert?
Legion,
that's not true in Bert's case.
There's legions that have gone and killed themselves, Bob, just on your behalf. Got a great service to mankind. He's the Bob is the constant Larousian pruner.